Hello and welcome to yet another episode of Option Plus podcast. This episode is a recording from my talk in BTC Prague, where I try to talk about what makes Bitcoiners different. How does the experience of owning Bitcoin change us, and what does it do to our worldview, to our values, to our day-to-day experience, and how we can use it to make our life a little bit better. So I hope you enjoy this talk and this podcast episode, and I hope it will bring some value to you. And if you are not yet a Bitcoiner, it can show you what you can expect and can experience if you become a Bitcoiner. So I highly recommend it. And let's dive in.
Many of us tried the orange pill and they realized that it's something new, something refreshing to play with. And there is something that is happening with a lot of us, that we experience this Bitcoin thing, and it changes us profoundly. And we are looking for other ways how this experience can change our lives. So this is what I'm going to talk about. So first, where do we come from? So many people will get income, and when they get employed with an employment contract, they go to the bank. In the bank, they get a mortgage because they have income, of course, so they will probably pay back the mortgage. And then they buy a house, and now they're happy. They live in their dream house. But often this kind of turns into a fever dream, kind of a nightmare, because they realize the income has to be done every day. So it's kind of the people realize that in this, what I call the fiat mine, where you go to mine fiat, you have to be there for every day, and it's kind of the same thing on repeat. Of course, it's a caricature. Everyone's life is different, but many people have this experience. They wake up on an alarm clock just to make it on time to the traffic jam, go to the office where they sit behind a computer with everyone else with a bad neon lights, and they get sick. Then they go to the cantina when there's another traffic jam, because everyone has to eat at the same time, of course. Everyone is synchronized in this fiat mine. So it's a little bit like a clockwork. And for many of us, we are kind of thinking in our free time, experimenting with things. And then perhaps we have this experience. We get this orange pill. Sometimes it comes through the purple nostril tank. We go to Nostr or any other way, and we learn about this thing called Bitcoin. And it changes us. We're still in the fiat world. You can see the dollar in the background, but there's something new, something interesting, and something refreshing. I don't like to generalize, so I'm not going to say what it does to every person, but there are some things that I can tell about this experience, and this will lead to what's next. So of course, many people, or mostly all Bitcoiners, when they get into Bitcoin, they experience this thing called volatility. It's, you know, when you start, you watch the numbers every day, you know, now I'm a little bit poorer, now I'm a little bit richer, you look at the fiat price and it goes up and down. And you have to find a way to live with it and kind of experience this this volatility on yourself. What is interesting, I'm not talking about theory. This is all about experience. Even the fiat part is experience, and you experience volatility. It's not about reading, you know, the great thinkers of Austrian school and finally understand what it is about hard money. You experience it on your wallet that you start looking at every day, basically. And you need to find your way through this experience. So basically any Bitcoiner that kept doing this had this experience. So I can tell that most of us went through this. Another thing is that we have to experience, at least in this area, long-term thinking. Bitcoin doesn't work as a magical number go up, you get rich next week, however we wished it was. It doesn't work like that. So many Bitcoiners actually, if they are in Bitcoin for more than a year, they have experienced some kind of crash. Their wealth went down more than what they started with. And it needs, it pushes you to long-term thinking. You, at least with Bitcoin, you need to think, okay, how long am I going to do this thing with Bitcoin? Most of us hope that they will be in Bitcoin forever. But you have to think about it. And again, this is an experience. And for many people who are in the fiat mine, in the repeated grind of fiat rat race, it's a new experience. They don't do that. They basically forbid themselves to think long term because they would realize that something is off about their lives. By the way, this picture is the clock of Long Now. And it's a project of a Long Now Foundation. It's a clock that's supposed to work for 10,000 years. So it's kind of an idea of long-term thinking. What is going to be here in 10 years, decades, maybe hundreds or thousands of years. We have experienced decentralization and peer-to-peer interactions. How does it work? So you're a Bitcoiner and you start looking around. Maybe you go to 21 meetup. Maybe you meet other people and you see someone's, for example, I bought organic raw honey through Vexel. I bought handmade olive oil from a friend who was in Turkey. And you start interacting with these people who are living their lives outside of the fiat mine. And they have found a way how to do it. And the Bitcoin is the key because you will not have these experiences with a corporation. When you go to a bank or mobile phone operator or a big hospital, you're not having this peer-to-peer interaction with someone who has a magical, unique ability. Another way how you experience decentralization is that Bitcoin is quite a big thing. It is important, and I will tell you how. And it works in a decentralized way. So we've been led to think, you know, money is very important, so it needs to be managed by smart people, you know, all these economists with titles from universities and so on. And you realize that there is something that is actually quite big, quite important. It works as money, and it doesn't need these smart people to in a hierarchical way. So, of course, there are smart people in Bitcoin, all of you, but we don't need to plan it, or there is no director, there is no CEO. So we have experienced this peer-to-peer interaction, and we have experienced that this big thing can work in a decentralized way. And again, it's not about reading something in a book. We have done these interactions. We have met these people, and there is something different about them. So it kind of starts changing a lot of us more in that direction, and we are kind of becoming more like them. And maybe we think that we might also increase our peer-to-peer interactions and decentralization. So Bitcoin is big and not many people realize it. So I'm not sure if we have time for guessing, but does anyone have a good guess of how much does Bitcoin need to grow in order to have the same market cap as US dollar reserves? Reserves means M0, so that's cash and central bank deposits. Anyone has a guess? 10? 10, okay. My first thought was 100. It's actually 5x5. And it's the reserves, it's bigger than British pound, bigger than silver, bigger than French francs, and it's in the league of a very big currency. So if Bitcoin is $270-ish $1,000, it actually surpasses US dollar as a reserve currency. So it's not that far. We're playing the same game. So this big thing is decentralized and it works. For us, that means we have many people that we can do this thing with, and we can improve ourselves and interact in this peer-to-peer fashion. So how to do this? I have borrowed the recipe from Timothy Leary, which is turn on, tune in, dropped out. He was saying this to fiat miners during the 70s to drop out of the urban fiat mines and turn on, in his case, was LSD. My suggestion is Bitcoin. So to turn on, you need to create space in your head. If you are in a fiat mine, in this kind of mental fog, and you're afraid that if you think long term, you will probably find something out about your life that you are not comfortable with, because you have probably signed up for 30 years in this mortgage thing, and all the dreams about, you know, living on the beach in Mexico and so on are somewhere behind, and it's very uncomfortable to think about it. And then you had this experience of volatility, long-term thinking and so on, and it kind of pushes you to create this space and maybe figure out that something is wrong, and you might want to fill that space with something else. For many people, especially if they are long in Bitcoin, this means they can maybe quit their job and create the space this way. But it can also be, you know, thinking about long term and what to do with our lives during the weekends or anything like this. So this is the first step. So how do you use all these things that we have experienced and how what to fill it with? If you experience volatility, it trains you to adapt to change. So it's easier actually to do changes in your life if you do this. Long-term thinking grabs you from the mental fog of the fiat race. Decentralization means that you do not tie your value with the corporation. You can understand that single individuals can do great things by themselves. And if you cooperate peer-to-peer outside of hierarchy, it actually works, and you can amplify your unique ability this way. If you do it, you will probably be doing things that are unique to you that you can do really well. So decentralization experience gives you this kind of outlook and something to think about in this newly created space. And the fact that Bitcoin is big and important means that there are many more people like you, and they're here to stay. It's not, Bitcoin is not going away. It's a really important project. These people can become your community. And when you grow like this in a community, it works much better because of the network effects. So once you create the space, you can fill it with many things. You can experiment. You can create a strategy. How to do it? What to change about your life? You know, is there a way out of the fiat mine? Or even if you realize, okay, this is what I want to keep doing, it's okay. But just thinking about it and thinking about the long-term consequences of what you're doing in your life is, I think, important. And if you are a Bitcoiner, you have all the components necessary to actually go through this mental process because of the experience, not because of theory. And then you can try your new orange life. That's the dropout part. For many, it's getting a camper van and traveling around the world. For many, it's starting their own company. For many, it's not changing much, but maybe thinking long term and kind of consciously building their career, their life. But there are many other questions, like how do you educate your children, you know, who to interact with. If you start accepting only Bitcoin, you get out of all this rent seeking and all this crazy stuff that that is actually destroying the wealth of the society. If you are outside of the debt-based fiat mines, you are actually contributing to the society. If it's financed through money printing, it's usually destroying the wealth of the society. And if you realize this, if you understand, okay, I'm making Bitcoin and I'm contributing to the wealth of the world, it's a very profound and positive experience, and it helps your self-esteem. So entering this new orange life, I have one thing that I would like to tell you. Many people say, okay, I want to be an entrepreneur, I want to drop out. I'm going to do exactly the same thing, but as an entrepreneur, as a solopreneur and or self-employed person. So basically what you do is you exchange your boss with even worse boss, that is yourself, who is with you 24/7, and you realize at 2 a.m. that you should work more. That's not what I'm talking about. So I think a good approach is to find your unique ability, what you are really good at, and find a way how you can do this in this peer-to-peer manner, not in a contractor way or something like that. It's just a suggestion for many people. Being a solopreneur is a good thing. But if you were a programmer, you know, just quitting your job and being the same programmer selling 8 hours your time per day, it's not what I'm talking about. At least look at other options. If you find this unique ability, advertise it through P2P social networks, meetups, discussion groups, and so on. And Bitcoin is really a social network. So if you come to these meetups and say, oh, I can, you know, make honey, I can write text, I can draw, I can translate, I can do many things, you meet with people who have this peer-to-peer thinking. If you can't find something like this that is different than what you were doing, there is always option to combine what you were doing plus Bitcoin. If you are a software developer, you can develop applications on top of Bitcoin. If you are a system administrator, people need to run nodes. If you are an educator, people need to learn about Bitcoin. If you are a marketer, many Bitcoin companies and projects need marketing. So that's like a fallback option if you cannot find anything else. If you don't have anything or you're just starting in your life, we need many people to teach people to understand Bitcoin, set up, you know, get their BTC in a proper way. A very good way to start this new life is actually just to buy and sell Bitcoin peer-to-peer. I like to teach people how to do it in a non-KYC and private way. You can use the Vexel app and make a little bit of a living this way. And there are many people who are doing this full-time and earn. We need people to build the nodes, run them. We need to run Nostr relays, payment gateways. People are making hardware wallets, software wallets, peer-to-peer software, encryption, censorship resistance, marketing of these projects. There are many opportunities in Bitcoin. So please interact with Bitcoiners. Use the social network aspect, not only the number go up aspect. And hopefully you will think about this long term and maybe find a way to change your life. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for listening. In this episode, I was talking about some experiences and some strategies that you can use in your life. And I write a lot more about this in my book, Cryptocurrencies, Hack Your Way to a Better Life, where I explain collateralized loans and so on. If you are more into technologies and into strategies, I have written a few other books, such as Orange Flash of Freedom, which is an explanation of Lightning Network, and How to Harness Value of Bitcoin Without Having to Sell It, which is an up-to-date strategy on how to use collateralized loans and short fiat. But if you're just starting and want kind of a broader overview of strategies that you can use to improve your life with Bitcoin, then I highly recommend Cryptocurrencies Hack Your Way to a Better Life. It has many not so well-known strategies, and I think it can improve your life. Bye-bye.